Every now and then a vacation or a business trip takes a person to a faraway place. If the person is an active birder, this spells opportunity, the chance to see new and exciting birds. But even non-birders can be richly rewarded by taking a look at the local birds. If you're in Oklahoma, New Mexico, or Upper Texas in late spring and summer, you can see scissor-tailed flycatchers, exotic, extraordinarily and improbably beautiful birds with tails longer than their entire body. If you're in cactus country, you can check out the cactus wrens, heavily streaked with neat songs and so big you'd never guess they were wrens at all. In the south, you might see tufted titmice, close relatives of our chickadees, but plainer in color and with a crest like a cardinal. Mockingbirds and cardinals are also special southern treats. In the west, you can look for pretty yellow western kingbirds and sky blue mountain bluebirds. In mountain streams of the west, look for the North American dipper, also known as the water ouzel. These gray songbirds nest under waterfalls and literally walk underwater on the stream bottoms to feed. How do you know what to look for and where to look? And when it comes right down to it, why would you even want to bother looking at birds when there's so many other kinds of attractions in a new place? Well, except for the Mexican crows at the Brownsville, Texas dump, most interesting birds are found in interesting countryside. As American culture becomes more and more homogenized, cities look increasingly the same no matter where you go. Shopping malls, downtown renovations, restaurant chains, things look pretty much the same everywhere. Except the hot peppers next to the ketchup at McDonald's is the same in South Texas as it is in Duluth. You have to get out to the countryside in order to appreciate just where you are. And no matter where you are, it's always nice to break away for a picnic or a walk in the woods. Olin Pettengill wrote two guides to bird finding, one for the east and one for west of the Mississippi. There's an entry for most major cities of the United States telling how to find the best parks and other natural spots. The Reader's Digest's Book of North American Birds lists the best spots state by state. That isn't as helpful, but it also includes a current bibliography of guides for most individual states and special areas. These local guides are the best of all. Kim Eckert's Birder's Guide to Minnesota, Daryl Tesson's Wisconsin's Favorite Bird Haunts, and the Michigan Audubon Society's Enjoying Birds in Michigan are examples of these kinds of books. Local ones can make you aware of special places you never read about in the newspaper. Going further from home, you can learn a lot about a place by reading the bird books. To give just one example, in Finding Birds in the National Capital Area, Claudia Wilds cautions birders about not wearing binoculars conspicuously and always staying near a partner. Somehow that kind of warning in a birding guide is more meaningful and depressing than crime statistics on the news. Checking out the birds in new places can make a trip far more memorable than stopping at a shopping mall and picking up souvenirs mass-produced in a foreign country, and it can open your eyes to a whole dimension of America's riches. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.